Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links, come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate, come up with some great ideas. I'm also published at ByeByeBlueSkies.com, Brian396.com, with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. Also published throughout the internet these days. So again, if you're looking for anything in regard to health, nano, synthetic biology, genetics, mutagenics, come on down, take a look. Alrighty, I'm going to get into it tonight. I want to direct your attention. Oh, you know, I forgot to get into the chat room. Crap. Give me one second here. I had so many things on the go and have so many things going through my head that I forgot to do something very fundamental. Give me one second here. Give me get in the chat room real quick. Okay. Are we in there? Looks like I'm in. I think I'm in. Am I in? I'm in. All right. I want to draw your attention to something. We've been telling you for a long time not to eat berries, not to eat grapes, not to eat, you know, a lot of the foods because of nano. Well, somebody sent me an email the other day, and the email was really interesting because it was a YouTube where apparently I guess some people decided to test that concept, whether or not there was nanoparticulates in the food supply. So what they did is they took a grape. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Use any kind of grape, blueberry, blackberry, strawberry, cherry, any fruit you want, even potato when you peel it, whatever. Throw it in a microwave. And what the one guy did is he cut the grape. He split it in half, and then he put it on a container, and he put a glass jar over the container where the grape was, okay, just so that, you know, it didn't splatter all over the place. So anyway, what he did was he microwaved it for about, 20 seconds or so, and the fruit sparked. Aha, here we go. In a second here. Let me get to YouTube for you. So when you go on to YouTube, as soon as it pulls it up, there's actually two of them there. I'll see if I can get the other one going as well. Hold on a second here. Give me one second. There was two of them. And I thought, well, isn't this interesting? I never thought about doing that, you know, but because I've done it in other ways, in other fashions, by pulling it out using a, you know, magnetic coils or EMP coils to pull the stuff out. And see what's going on here. Let me do an F5 real quick. Anyway, oh, here it is. Nanotechnology particles in our food. That's what it's called. Nanotechnology particles in our food. So if you have a chance, go on YouTube. Go on YouTube. And you can see the guy split a grape in half. He puts it on a container and he puts a glass over it, okay? And then he proceeds to microwave it. And as a result, the, oh my gosh. Anyway. Anyway, the other one that's called, somebody sent me an email. And anyway, it's a Canadian thing. give me one second. Uh, The other one's called metallic nanoparticles showing up in my food. Okay, metallic nanoparticles showing up in my food. This is really an important perspective that you get and understand. This is not just some fabricated make-believe stuff. We are in a realm, you have to continually understand we are being assaulted on every front. You know, so again, keep this in mind when you're doing what you're doing, when you're buying what you're buying, read the labels, understand what you're buying. When I tell you start using stuff underground and not eat anything above the ground. I had somebody actually, after I showed them this, try to send me this thing about God's food being off fruit, because they're listening to some tutti frutti fruitarian. So I told this person, send this video to your tutti frutti fruitarian. So I have no problems telling people what I think, you know, especially when they're wrong. Especially when you're using outdated information that doesn't apply anymore. Especially when we're using things like terms like organic when they don't exist anymore. You know, we are not living in those realms. We are living in a world where we have genetics coming down on us. We have genetics being injected into us. We have genetics being fed to us. We have chemtrails that are dumping God knows what on us. You know, we have frequencies that are activating. We got voice-to-head frequencies. We got DARPA's N3 program. We got the Lilly program. We got the voice-to-head programs. We are not living in those realms that we once were living in, where we assumed a lot. We assumed that our government was protecting us. We assumed that the authorities were watching over and keeping vigilance over our countries. We assumed that the banking system was there to ensure us having a secure, prosperous countries. We assumed a lot, and we in gratitude for the assumptions that we had, we got betrayed and screwed, but hard. The food safety, which was supposedly the watchdog being the FDA, you know, Where were they? Where were they as far as protecting the general population? Yet they assault vitamin C, they assault vitamin E, they assault vitamin A. They assaulted anything that actually had any benefit to the general population. But where are they right now in regard to the chemtrail fallout? Where are they? Where is the Environment Protection Agency? Where are these so-called agencies? Why are they still around? They're not doing anything except collecting tax dollars. So my point is, you know, we need to reevaluate everything that we think was true. Even in the churches today, a lot of the ministers today are not even born again. They're not even Christian. They're not nothing. They're either Jesuits. They're either Masons. They're either they're either Zionists. They're either Illuminati. I mean, a lot of bunk. All the TV evangelicals were nothing but farce. And what did they do? They sold us down the river. They were supposed to, again, be the guard, the watch guard, to maintain people's souls. Instead, they sold their souls just so they could profit. Okay, so when we're looking at the things that are going on today and what's happening today, you know, we're not no longer living in those realms that we once lived in. You know, we're just not living in those realms. And anybody today who still thinks in regard to organic, I have to tell you, you're sadly deluded. That doesn't even exist anymore. Quite frankly, it hasn't existed since 1960. The grains were already being manipulated. They were already being altered with, again, a nanosilica. They were already being violated. in regard to, again, what they were going to do to the body. They had no concepts in regard to our safety at all. It was all about feeding us at any cost, giving us junk at any cost, you know, and just, again, feeding us poison. The initiated the genetic alteration with the vaccines in the 60s, and it never stopped. It has continued. And where is the FDA here? Where is the Food and Drug Administration examining the particulates, the nanoparticles in the vaccines that are causing huge violations in the genetic code of life as we know it? What are we bringing into the planet today? What is being born into the planet today? You know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Having a clue. And then when we start looking at some of the things that are being sold and perpetrated today, I'm going to read you a couple researches. And basically, for a lot of you, learn how to connect the dots. We have been telling you for a long, long time. Brian396 have been doing it. I've been doing it. Bye-bye Blue Sky's been doing it. Other people on the internet have started to initiate more and more the awareness factor of the dangers of nano poisoning, synthetic biology, carbon C60. I mean, anybody who's got a half a brain would go online and look at the toxicology of C60, and you'll find reports from Russia, from China, from Germany, from the United Kingdom, other parts of the world except NASA. Now, I find this interesting that the people that are listening to NASA are listening to the Black Ops Operation Wing of DARPA. DARPA and NASA are the wing of each other. Why would anybody listen to this? When has the Black Ops served anybody's public? When has the CIA served anybody's interests other than the banks or the hierarchy at the top? So when you're listening to people who supposedly come from an institution that's of a dark ops or military wing, does it have some scrupulous history? Why are you listening to this? Why are you paying attention to this? This is my question. You know, why would you even consider what they've got to say has any value? The whole thing about double speech. How many of you watched Orwell 1984? The concept of double speech in Orwell 1984 was this: whatever was black was white, whatever was yes was no. There was a scenario in there that women swore an oath of celibacy to the government. Okay, celibacy means to abstain from sex, not to involve yourself in any sexual behavior. But in double speech, when you're swearing an allegiance of celibacy to the government, what that's actually saying in common layman's terms is you're swearing allegiance of prostitution for the government. It meant the complete inverse or opposite. So when you see these people coming on here and selling you these wonderful products, and you start to actually look at what is being sold today in the health food industry, which I have to criticize hard because it's just pure garbage what's coming out of the health food industry today. Even the information that they're using is about 20 years outdated. Somebody sent me an email today about nitric oxide and how you can use berries and beets and other things. So I have to run them back and say, pay attention to what I'm telling you. The berries are loaded with nano. You can do the same experiment if you want. Go to any store. I don't care what you go to. Go to your orgasmically organic stores. Go to your non-orgasmically organic stores. Go to your good food stores. Go to your supermarket stores. Go to your box stores. Wherever you go to your farmer's market even. Go into your backyard if you're growing this stuff. Okay, because I know you're not spraying in your backyard. So go in your own backyard if you're growing any kind of blueberries, Saskatoon berries, strawberries, raspberries, any berry you want to pick. Blackberries from Mexico. That should be interesting. That one, I'll have to do that one myself. I do have a microwave that's still functioning. I haven't torn apart. I will, and again, take any berry you want. Split it in half. Put it on a platter. Put a glass over it. And turn on the juice. Let's see what you see. Do you see what I see? You might be surprised. Why don't you do that with a piece of bread? Those of you who are still eating bread after we've told you don't eat the bread. Throw that in the nuker. Let's see what happens. You know, go get it. Go buy your carrots. Anything you want. Anything. Go get the kale. That should be a fireworks. That should be a 4th of July display. Go get some cabbage. Go get some chard. Go get some collard greens. I can hear it now, some of the people down in the south. Oh, man, you said collard greens. Why'd you go and say that? Oh, man. The northerners would be saying, oh, man, you went and said lettuce. Why did you say lettuce? Oh, geez. Now, I have an idea. Might work. I'm working on it myself. When we show you some of the things that we show you on the YouTube, I'm always doing stuff behind the scenes. So I've been kicking around an idea for a while. Because there are some things we just can't get the nano out. Nano's embedded into the fiber. It's embedded into the protein. I mean, it's just embedded. And you can put binding agents into it. So when you're eating, for instance, you're adding a garlic, a pate of some kind with your food, the sulfur will bind with the materials and pull them out of the body, allow them to help pass through. But a lot of that technology still stays active and can be buried under biofilm inside your body, staying attached to your system and staying active. Smart sensors, smart dust have an activation program. They're running on a frequency. They're like little tiny computers that are still stuck in your system. So what is the most vulnerable thing that software, hard drives, peripherals, computers, cassette tapes, or any other electronic device, what is the one thing that they are extremely susceptible to? Actually, a couple things, really. But two things that stand up is a strong electrical discharge or a strong magnetic pulse. Now, I wouldn't suggest you give yourself a strong electrical discharge because that will leave a mark and will hurt like hell. But, you can make a mini EMP, making coils or making using capacitors and using flashers and switches and whatnot, and you can pulse yourself with your own tech to disengage the program that's operating this technology. Now, at the same token, though, you still have to remove it out of the body. This is where sulfur comes in. This is where chelating agents come in, like EDTA, sodium EDTA, calcium EDTA, DTPA, sodium thiosulfate, pectin, and charcoal, or a pectin-charcoal combination. These things can help draw things out of the body. Salt. Biblically, it says, have salt in yourself. Have salt in yourself. Why does it say that? Bible tells you to have salt yourself, yet these damn doctors are telling you, no salt, oh, you got too much salt in your blah, blah, blah. Somebody doesn't got it right. I have a tendency to think that the Bible knows what it's talking about. That's my opinion. Some of you don't believe in the Bible, that's your problem. My opinion states that the Bible is what I should go by. I mean, God, it's God's word. Supposedly, it's God's word. So let's test that out. Let's see the facts behind this. The Bible says have salt in yourself because salt gives life. It sparks electrical current in the body, and it can help flush the body of toxins. So what is it with the high blood pressure? Well, it's not that you're taking too much salt. You don't have enough potassium, which is also a salt. Wow. Potassium's a salt, and sodium's a salt. Whoa. So have salt in yourself. Can you dig it? You get it. You understand. If you're having a blood pressure issue, because I've been getting them emails all day on this today, tell them, what do you do for blood pressure? I keep telling everybody, have more sex. If you, you know, if you're there for a couple hours, you're not going to have more blood pressure. You're not going to have much, not much of any pressure by the time you're done. They like that remedy, but it doesn't work. So the next best thing is potassium, magnesium, and taurine. So I usually tell people take about 500 milligrams of taurine, 100 milligrams of either magnesium citrate or magnesium chloride, and 100 milligrams of either potassium chloride or 99 milligrams of potassium citrate. Take them together. Take them several times in the day. We are using a sulfur and two salts to regulate the body's function. Now, a lot of times you're having blood pressure issues not because you got too much salt in your diet. It's probably because you ain't got enough. See, salt stabilizes the blood pressure. And they tell you, oh, you do too much salt, you're going to die, and you're going to die, and you're going to die. And these dumbasses don't know their backside from their front side. Seriously, these doctors today are just so FOS, it's unbelievable. But if you take the balanced ratio of the salt you're supposed to have, guess what? No blood pressure. And matter of fact, your brain works better. You have more coordination. You have more responses to your body. And you detox a lot of the heavy metals that you're accumulating. I tell you all the time, use Epsom salt with borax. Why? Because Epsom salt, magnesium, sulfate, and borax are salt. Then they tell you, oh, that's dangerous. Oh, danger, you're going to die. Oh. And the thing is, you believe these dumbasses. This is what I don't get. Start to research for yourself. The doctors today are so incompetent. They couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. As Joel McNeil says all the time, dumb as a bag of rocks. And they are. What person goes to a doctor to allow them to put in their bodies through an injection genetically engineered material, nanoparticle contaminated vaccines, animal DNA? Who does this? People who don't read, people who don't study, people who just accept nonsense. Because we've all been conditioned to accept at face value that the system has things in place to protect us. I understand that. I understand that. I understand the programming. I understand that. I'm a generation that came through that baloney. You know, my generation, for the most part, a lot of us don't believe nothing unless we have something substantial today. I don't, you know, I've often said this many a time. If Jesus Christ himself appeared, I want to see ID. I want to make sure he's not an angel of darkness pretending to be Jesus. That's the way it is. That's how I am built, you know. I did not grow up with a silver spoon in my backside. I didn't grow up on the Disney Channel. I grew up in the streets. I grew up where the rubber met the road. You know, I didn't have this cozy, rosy, flower power life. I saw some ugly stuff in my life, and it made me grow up. made me, I mean, I became stupid like everybody else because I drank the same Kool-Aid everybody else did. But eventually I came out of it. Eventually God drew me out of it. Let's put it this way. That's probably the real reality there. I didn't do nothing. God got me out of it. He gave me a smack it down like you wouldn't believe. Woke me up. And honestly, I would spare you the slap down because it ain't doesn't feel good, I got to tell you. Wake up. Look at the stuff. Don't be gullible. Don't just trust. The only thing in this life you should be trusting is God Almighty. That's it. Nothing else. Not a religion, not a theology, not an ideology, not a philosophy. Just God. That's it. Because he's the only one that's never lied to us about anything. The government has. Our institutions are doing a wonderful job protecting us, protecting our environment. You know, we can no longer sit on our backsides and just allow these systems to take care of us. Because if they take care of you, you're going to be in a box 6 feet under. You won't be able to come out on the weekends. They'll give you a blanket and a Nintendo, and that's it. You're done. They probably won't even give you the Nintendo. My point is, do the homework. Okay, on everything you're seeing today. Now, a lot of times you guys send me emails and say, Tone, what do you think about this product? And I think you shouldn't be having to ask me this question. You should be actually looking at this product, looking at it from every angle, looking what's in it, looking at the other materials that are in it. And if you're not sure, contact the company. Ask the right questions. Is there any kind of nanotech in this product? Is there any kind of angstrom or any kind of monatomic or any kind of ultrafine in this? Is there any kind of pico? Because pico is the next thing you're going to go to. See, nano is 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. Pico is 1/1,000,000,000,000th. And the saturation of these particulates are even higher, more dense, cause more problems. And then you should be asking the questions, can this alter my DNA? Can this affect my genetic code? Can this break down my mitochondria? Can it affect my mitochondria? Can it affect my immune system? And how so? These are questions you should be asking your doctor when he's giving you a medication. Don't just take a prescription and say, Doc, hey, doctor, oh, I got a script for you. Blah, 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 here you go. Go to the pharmacy and fill it. Did you ever think for 1 minute to ask the doctor some questions like, doctor, what are the side effects here? What are this stuff made out of? Why am I taking this product again? What's this going to resolve? What are the side effects? What are the long-term negative effects? You know, read the label. You see something says titanium dioxide on it. Ask them, why is this in this prescription? Titanium dioxide can cause male sterility and testicular cancer. Why is this in my pill? Oh, wait, you got HVP, TVP, AV. Why is this soy in my prescription? Oh, it was just a little bit in there. But you see, the thing is, a little bit accumulates to a lot if you have to renew that prescription. And all it takes is one contaminant to cause DNA and genetic damage, especially if the component is on a nanoscale. See, we got to start thinking in terms today, which we've never been educated on before. Apparently, we always have to go through the negative or the dark side before we see the light side or understand the light side or the reasons behind the light side. And part of the reason why is because I'm kind of dense. I'll be the first to admit that. I'm kind of dense. You know, I seem to have to go through this kind of stuff, and a lot of people are like me in that regard. You know, we just don't believe nothing because we've had so much nonsense given to us that it's very difficult for us to just follow even if we're given the truth, it's very hard for us just to accept it. So come on back, and we're going to talk about checking things out. All right, see you in a bit. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. I had to thought about what we were talking about before the break, and I forgot it. Anyway, it'll come back to me. I was pointing out some stuff in regard to our need to, pay attention to what is going on. Like I said, you don't have the luxury, you don't have the you don't have the trust factor, you shouldn't have the trust factor to any institution or any wing of government that is out there supposedly offering some kind of protection or solution, because as you can see, this isn't happening. It's not happening in the health food industry, it's not happening in the definitely not happening in the pharmaceutical industry, it's not happening in the medical industry. We are seeing people being, you know, basically taken out of the equation just by going to a doctor. Now, I don't know about you, but don't the doctors commit themselves to some kind of oath? They are supposed to protect and ensure the safety of life and find any solution that they can in regard to, offering what they can to help people survive. It's interesting when you see the aspect of today and what's going on, how the opposite is true. And you can't, like I said, don't accept, you know, everything that you're hearing. It's just, that just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. You know, pay attention to the things that you need to pay attention to. Start taking the initiative in your own hands in regard to taking care of yourselves. Understand what you're reading. If you're not sure about what you're reading, if you ask the questions and they cannot or will not give you the answers, don't take the stuff. Why would you trust anybody who cannot explain to you information that you are more aware of than they are? How can a doctor, in all honesty, give you something that has the potential to create a genetic damage? You know, how can a doctor seriously, or anybody in the medical profession, seriously give you things that are going to cause your DNA to collapse, shut down? You know, these are questions you need to ask. These are questions you need to make a stand on. You know, if everybody started talking to the medical professionals today, like I am suggesting, they might get rid of you as a patient. But then you can take them to a complaint board and put on a complaint that they were actually prescribing poison to you. Then the doctor has to take a stand. And if enough of you write a complaint about the doctor prescribing a poison, something is going to get done. And also, don't just write a letter. Make waves. We used to have an old saying when I used to work in the workforce years ago. It's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. Okay, squeaky wheel. So go on YouTube. Go on Facebook. Go on MySpace. Go on any place you can go that's going to allow you the audience you need. Send emails out to each other. Have everybody go to these sites. You can start an evolution. In other words, we can start to grow and become what we're supposed to come. You can't just sit there and say, well, what's the difference? What good is it going to make? Because that attitude, you will never make any changes. I can tell you first and foremost that in what I've done and what Brian396 has done and what Bye Bye Blue Sky has done and what other individuals, GAG Canada has done and other individuals, you know, down in Arizona, for instance, I got friends of mine who are also activists down in Arizona. Just the application and just putting it out there, just telling people the truth has made huge changes in people's lives. It has made people look at things they otherwise would not have looked at. It's made people take a second look at the system that they put so much faith in. It has made them take a look at even what they believe in. Because things are not adding up. And the same thing, again, could be said I got a question here. I saw a sports doctor. My ACL replacement appears to be all stretched out after 30 years. I don't want to ever get cut open. Do you think it's possible to retighten my knee ligaments with physical therapy and supplement? It's possible. All things are possible. I think it all depends who you're working with and what their take is on health. I'm of the mindset everything can be cured, everything can be healed. I'm of that mindset. I may not know all the answers to fix everything, but I am of the mindset that everything can be fixed, can be healed. Look, if Jesus walked on this planet and he was curing everybody of every disease under the sun, obviously there is cures for everything. There's answers to everything. That's how I see it. So when you're saying this, I think it all depends who you're with and what you both believe and how you go about trying to fix it. They've been selling us for years that cancer is, cancer is terminal. Well, I've seen 8 out of 10 people beat cancer for 30 years. And people are still beating cancer. The problem with cancer and the problem with a lot of the health issues today isn't that we have a cancer. Okay? We have been exposed to nanobiology. And the cover-up has been cancer. The cover-up has been yeast infections. The cover-up has been fungal infections. The cover-up has been bacterial infections. The cover-up has been mold. The cover-up has been fungus. That's been the cover-up. Okay. Everything that I'm looking at in regard to this impact on our DNA, on our biology, on our genetic code, is almost all tied to this. When we're looking at, some of you are saying, well, that's a bit of a stretch. When you're looking at the level of contamination that we've been exposed to just with air pollution alone, can you imagine the Chinese? Now think about this. They're saying that they have 900 times more pollution than New York City. That people actually have to walk around with an air mask in order to breathe. Can you imagine what those nanoparticulates are doing to these people? It's bypassing their defense mechanisms as well. They're eating it just like everybody else, but they're exposed to higher levels of pollution in the atmosphere, which is all nano poisoning. Now imagine that, 900 times more than New York City. What is that telling you is going to happen to the people of China exposed to that type of environment? Genetic damage, definitely. Mutated babies, definitely. Birth defects, definitely. Accelerated aging, most definitely. Health issues from respiratory, heart, diabetic, autoimmune, most definitely. If they impacted us with nanosilica in the bread and the grains, and then within 10 years, we had people with autoimmune disorders, we had people with cancer disorders, lupus disorders, restless leg, fibromyalgia, respiratory issues, in 10 years after putting that into the grain, and then implementing vaccines, implementing other pollutants and coloring agents and whatnot, preserving agents. What do you think is going to happen to these people who are going through the same thing? They will break them down, throw them away. The next group will come up and take their place. In the United States and Canada, it's just about getting rid of anybody who's got European descent, because basically we still have our brains intact for the most part. We're not going to accept a lot of things. We're going to, and the replacement is going to be these people that they're going to bring from other parts of the world that don't understand the language or the culture, will come here, work for a nickel an hour, and think they got a good life. Welcome to Canada, eh? Or America. The land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, you know, that kind of thing. When we're looking at this stuff, that's what's, I mean, and you got to see this as what it is. It's, we're in a loop, we're in a cycle. You know, it's been going on forever. The same crap has been going on for over 2,000 years. You know, it's just that we're now waking up to it a lot faster and quicker than previous generations. So, like I said, we still have a chance to make things, to change things and make a positive change. Like I said, if you're hearing the show, you can do it, then there's something you can do. You know, start with you. Start with growing stuff indoors. Start using, if you're getting organic seeds, do not plant them outdoors. Why would you plant an organic seed outside when you've got chemtrails coming down in the food supply? It makes no sense. Treat your soil with bacteria, with minerals and different things, you know, indoors. And if you're going to grow something outside, make sure it's in a greenhouse, or create a greenhouse or some kind of bubble dome so that your food supply will not be impacted by the chemtrails. You got to start somewhere, someplace, somehow. Rome wasn't built in a day. It was built with one brick at a time. And you got to start from wherever you are. Nobody is a genius or rocket scientist overnight. It takes time to develop that kind of mentality. And anybody can do it if you want to. Anybody can do it if you want to. Get off your arse. Quit watching the idiot box. Pick up a book. Pick up a computer. Open up some sites. Learn how to do things, figure things out, follow the dots, connect the dots, see what's really going on. Quit being mesmerized by the sports channel. Quit being mesmerized by the, what do you call those things there? Soap opera channels. Quit being mesmerized by the soap opera channels. Quit being mesmerized by the cartoon channels. But quit being mesmerized by the Walt Disney channel. That thing is an idiot box, and they call it an idiot box for a reason. It's one of the most biggest disinformation box you'll ever pay attention to. Somebody wrote me the other day, and he read a warning. And this is, I'm putting this out there because a lot of you write me these same emails. Tone, I want to try, you know, what you're talking, we're talking about the nootropics. I want to try the nootropics, but I went online and I saw that it could be problematic. So what do you want me to do? What can I do? So I wrote him back. I told him that, number one, you shouldn't be doing a Google search. Google, of all things, a DARPA website, military-constructed, misguided information. I said, number two, I said, the only way this could be a problem is if you took the bottle, the empty bottle of the nootropic, and shoved it up your backside sideways. Other than that, you shouldn't have a problem. So if you don't stick the bottle in that part of your body, you'll be fine. And that's how I wrote to him. I wrote him that way. Because, you know, when I hear dumb things like this, I just have a tendency to let the Mediterranean side of me come out. So he wrote me back. He said he almost died of an asthma attack because he was laughing so hard. And he realized that he shouldn't have just been listening to the Google website. He should have done more investigation. Now, I'm telling you this because, number one, if you send me an email like this, I'm going to respond just like I did with him. I have that tendency sometimes to hear enough of these questions, same thing being said, that I have a tendency to, after a while, have that part of my nature come out. Number two, I'm pointing this out so that you don't have to see that part of my nature and that you will take the opportunity to then investigate beyond Google. All you got to do is type in what you're searching for in the URL. You don't even have to type in www.google.ca or google.com. You don't even have to even do that. Just type in the URL what you're looking for. toxicology of carbon C60, the health benefits of vitamin B, you know, cancer treatments, autoimmune solutions, anything you want in that URL. And what will happen is a whole bunch of stuff will open up. Some of it will be from Google. Some of it might be from a university. Some of it might be from a medical institution. Some of it might be from a pharmaceutical. Some of it might be from an alternative. This way, now you have better and clearer options in what to look for. Then you can read the stuff. And then the finale. When you read whatever you read, I don't care what it tells you, whether it's great, whether it's not great, this or that, then you want to go check out the LD50. The LD50 basically is a standard of measuring how much something you have to take before it becomes lethal or toxic. Okay, that's what they call it. So basically, if they say the LD50 of a particular material you're taking requires 2,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, that means if you weighed approximately 150 pounds, and you divide that by 2.2, approximately that's about 73 kilos. So in other words, you would need 2,000 milligrams per kilo. So if you took the mass, multiply 2,000 by 73, you need almost 15,000 milligrams or 15 grams of that material before it would begin to do something to you negatively. That's how you start understanding what you're doing. Okay, so you know that if you take less than 15 grams or one tablespoon is 15 grams of whatever it is you're doing there, you should be okay. Okay, the term is should be, because some of you have a tendency to disregard some of the stuff and more is better. So, but anyway, that's how we do things. Okay, your research, you look it up. You look at how much of this that you would have to take before it becomes dangerous. Now, let's take another look at it from another angle. Let's say you took 500 milligrams of this product every day, five times a day. 5 times 500 is 2.5 grams or 2,500 milligrams. That's a far, far cry from 15,000 milligrams or 15 grams. See the difference? So in other words, if you took 500 milligrams of this product, it would benefit you. If you took 15,000 milligrams of this product, it could be a problem. Are you getting it? Are you understanding this? Are you beginning to grasp this so that you're not being misled by some dingbat trying to sell you some products? You know. And then the next thing you'd have to understand is synergy. And that's for another day, for another show, because that takes too long. All right, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Give them your support. Give them what you can. Help them any way you can. Call them and say, hi, how can we help you? Don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activists. Then you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or augmentinforce.com. I'm also connected with byebyebluesky.com and brian396.com and GAG Canada. We are basically, you know, cooperating with each other to help get the word out, trying to give you different angles from different perspectives. Brian has got tons of research on his site. I got tons of research on mine. Bye Bye Blue Sky has got tons on hers. Go and investigate these sites and get the information. All right, check them out. I didn't know we ran out of time that quick. All right, till Thursday. We'll see you then. Till then, do some research. Take care.